Title 8. Social Order. Title 8, Chapter 1. Protocol. Section 1. Thou shalt not revile gods nor speak evil of the ruler of thy people. Section 2. Thou shalt not go about with deceit among thy nation. Section 3. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor lay a stumbling block before the blind. Section 4. Cursed he who leadeth the blind out of the way. Section 5. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his field, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor any of his cattle, nor anything belonging to thy neighbor. Section 6. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Section 7. Thou shalt not set thyself against the blood of thy neighbor. Section 8. You shall not accuse your brother for trifles. Section 9. Thou shalt not bear a grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Section 10. With rebuke thou shalt correct thy neighbor, and not contract guilt on his account. But let not thy hand take vengeance. Section 11. Thou shalt not injure thy neighbor. Section 12. Thou shalt not remove the boundaries of thy neighbor. Section 13. Cursed he who removeth his neighbor's landmark. Section 14. A widow and an orphan you shall not afflict. If you in any wise afflict the man, they cry to me, I will hear their voice and my wrath will be kindled, and I will slay you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows and your children fatherless. Section 15. When thou seest thy brother's ox or sheep going astray, thou must not overlook them. Thou shalt surely bring them back to thy brother, and restore them to him. And if thy brother be not near thee, and thou dost not know him, thou shalt take them home to thy house, and they shall be with thee, until thy brother seek them. Then thou shalt restore them to thy brother. In like manner thou shalt do with his ass, and in like manner with his raiment, and in like manner with everything which thy brother hath lost. Whatever hath been lost by him, if thou find it thou must not overlook it. When thou seest thy brother's ass, or his ox, fallen in the way, thou must not overlook them. Thou shalt help him to lift them up. Section 16. If thou meet the ox of thy enemy or his ass going astray, thou shalt turn it back and restore it to him. And if thou seest thine enemy's ass fallen under his burden, thou shalt not pass it by, but shalt raise it up with its load. Title 8, Chapter 2. Remunerations. Section 17. Thou shalt not withhold the wages of a poor and needy man, whether he be one of thy brethren, or of the strangers who are in thy cities. Thou shalt pay him his wages on the very day, let not the sun set upon it. For he is poor, and dependeth on it. And he will cry to the Lord against thee, and it will be a sin in thee. Section 18. The wages of a hireling shall not remain with thee till the morning. Title 8, Chapter 3. Lending. Section 19. If then there chance to be among you a needy person, one of thy brethren, in one of thy cities in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from thy brother who is in want. Thou shalt open thy hands liberally to him, and lend him what he is in want of, according to his necessity. Take heed to thyself that there be not a lurking thought in thy heart or wicked suggestion, saying, the seventh year, the year of remission is near at hand. When thou shalt look with an evil eye at thy brother who is in want, and not give him, he will cry to the Lord against thee, and it will be a great sin in thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and lend him freely, what he is in want of, according to his necessity. And thou shalt not be grieved at heart when thou givest to him. For on this account the Lord thy God will bless thee in all thy works, and in all the labors of thy hands. Because thy land may never be without some indigent person in it, therefore I give thee a charge to do this thing, saying, Thou shalt open thy hands liberally to thy brother who is in want, and to the needy in thy land. Section 20. If thy brother who is with thee become poor and distressed in his circumstances when near thee, thou shalt help him, as a proselyte or a sojourner, and thy brother shall live with thee. Thou shalt not take from him usury or increase, but thou shalt fear thy God, I, the Lord. And thy brother shall live with thee. Thou shalt not lend him thy money on usury, nor give him thy victuals for an increase. Section 21. Thou shalt not take interest of thy brother, for money, nor for victuals, nor for anything which thou mayst lend him. To a stranger thou mayst lend on interest, but to thy brother thou shalt not lend on interest. Section 22. If thou lend money to thy brother, who is near thee and in want, thou shalt not be rigorous with him, nor charge him interest. And if thou hast taken the mantle of thy neighbor as a pledge, thou shalt restore it to him before the setting of the sun. For it is his covering. This mantle is the only covering of his nakedness. In what can he sleep? If therefore he cry to me, I will hear him. For I am merciful. Section 23. If a debt of any kind be due to thee from thy neighbor, thou shalt not go into his house to take his pledge. Thou shalt stand without, and the man who is thy debtor shall bring the pledge out to thee. And if the man be very poor, thou shalt not go to sleep with his pledge. Thou shalt surely restore him his pledge at the going down of the sun. Section 24. Thou shalt not take and pledge an upper, nor a lower millstone, for this is taking a man's life in pledge. Section 25. Thou shalt not take the garment of a widow in pledge.